In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share some of the biggest hashtag mistakes that you can make on TikTok, on Instagram, and on a ton of other platforms. Let's talk about the do's and don'ts of hashtags. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. I'm excited to share today because this is something that took me a long time to understand. I don't know why it was so complicated for me to get the whole concept of how hashtags work. Everyone always talks about them, and there's something so counterintuitive about hashtags. What we think makes sense in our mind isn't what hashtags need. It's the weirdest thing. Okay, so first and foremost, one of the biggest mistakes that I see most people make is based on the fact that they don't understand how hashtags work. And the truth is, I was the same way for a long time. So I'm excited to share this because hopefully if you've been confused about them at all, or you've been making some of these mistakes, this will be the episode where it clicks for you. So in the past, hashtags were explained to me as, if you want to be found, you need to use hashtags so that you're found by the people who want to find you. And I was like, okay, that makes tons of sense. So hashtag business, hashtag marketing, hashtag social media, hashtag Instagram. And I would use all these big hashtags because I was like, I don't want to be left out on any of these opportunities, any of these hashtags, any of these groups of people. I should probably put the biggest ones I can find. And sometimes you'd hear people talking about niching them down. I'm probably going to get a lot of comments on the fact that I'm saying A, niching, and B, hashtag, but it's totally fine. So I just was like, I had this huge FOMO. I didn't want to lose those opportunities. Does that sound familiar? Like, you're scared. Like, what if I don't use social media marketing? Or what if I don't use a weight loss coach and I miss those opportunities to be found? And so the biggest thing I didn't understand is that in order for a post to grow within a hashtag, it first needs to get some traction somewhere. So the very first place that it's going to potentially get traction is from your followers, the people who already engage with your content. Now, that is not fail-proof. As you probably have noticed, not everybody sees all of your content, and that is perfectly normal. In fact, not only do strangers rarely see your content just naturally or natively on Instagram, but your following doesn't even fully see your content. And that's okay. And that's because of the non-chronological timeline of Instagram posts. Now, what I'm sharing about hashtags is related to Instagram, to an extent to TikTok, but this right here is specifically for Instagram because one thing that's different about TikTok, part of the reason why I am in love with it, is because your content is oftentimes shown to people who don't follow you on the For You page. And so, like the pre-non-chronological order of Instagram posts, it's awesome being able to be discovered, and not only that, but having more of your following seeing your content. So the thing about hashtags is that first and foremost, a small segment is going to see your content and they may or may not engage with it. And hopefully you get a little boost of likes, like your followers are like, I love this. This is great. This is speaking to me. And so they like it. Well, depending on how your post is performing compared to the other posts within any particular hashtag, that's what's going to determine how high up it shows within that hashtag. Whew! So the thing is, you could use a whole bunch of big hashtags, but if none of them perform well, that means that it's never going to take off in any of them, and essentially you're never going to be found. So the crazy thing is, and a lot of people take this to an extreme, they'll say like, oh, use like 10 small hashtags, 10 medium-sized uses hashtags, use 10 big hashtags. But I'm going to keep it really simple, you guys. For most of us, 99.9% of us. This doesn't apply to the person who is listening to this that literally gets hundreds of thousands of engagements already on their posts. For 99.9% of us, we need to use mostly smaller hashtags. And this is what everybody gets wrong on Instagram and TikTok. And it like racks my brain. Every single time that I break this rule, I get frustrated with myself. I have to pause it here. Hi, Heather, I love your content. I just wanted to say that. I'm recording a podcast, but that just made me really happy. And I'm tired because it's been a long day. But I just wanted to stop and say, I appreciate you. And Cameron and everybody who's watching. But okay, let me get back to sharing about hashtags. Whew, it's been a long day. Anyone else feel that? Anyone else getting ready for an intense week? Super intense. Aww. The way you show up, even when people are so cranky towards you, is amazing. It really is. Thank you, Frozen Heart. Cameron. Oh, I have a project. You want to start on some projects? Do you want to start on some the next week? I've been thinking about this. I want to start on some really fun projects. I've just been trying to map them out. I just finally got my head above water with a whole bunch of really great projects that we're working on. All right, let me finish with the hashtags. Okay, you ready? I don't know where I left off, but we're going to figure it out. So the crazy thing is it's totally counterintuitive because I get it. Like, my brain doesn't work this way. My brain works the opposite way. I literally want to use all the biggest hashtags so I go viral and the trending hashtags, and you see people using them and you're like, that would probably work for me too. But unless you're in the point like 0.001% of people who always consistently go viral because their following is crazy engaged or because they're a celebrity, or there is one more exception. If you show a lot of like your butt and bikini pictures, those do well. I don't think mine would do well because I've had three kids and I like bread. But that being said, the crazy thing is you actually want to niche down most of your hashtags. Now, I will give you guys this huge heads up. Game changer. I use this for both Instagram and TikTok. This is where I find a lot of my niche down hashtags. I do a lot of research on hashtags, but this one is an absolute game changer because it will help you to find where to even start searching. And I learned this from my good friend, Kat Abionic, obsessed. So if you go to the website flick.tech, flick.tech is this incredible software that helps you to find low competition niche down hashtags. Obsessed beyond. So I'm gonna go ahead and log in. I think it's like $7 or $15 a month. This is one of those that's worth it. Whenever I get hashtag research done, I spend, you know, $100 per set of hashtags, 50 hashtags or 20 hashtags or whatever. I think it's 30. And I do hire people for that from time to time, and their hashtags work really well. But I don't always want to hire someone every single time I think of a new topic that I want to share. For example, if I share on an Instagram reel, a video about being a mom and trying to balance, I'm gonna use a different set of hashtags, which is gonna bring me to mistake number two that people make with Instagram and TikTok hashtags. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go to flick.tech and I'm gonna type in something like mom. That basic, yes, for real. So there's not much for low competition, but it's gonna show me the low competition, the medium competition, and the high competition. And so I can already see that some of these are super high competition, like mom, moms of Instagram, mom style, family, mommy and me. Those are all super saturated. But on flick.tech, I can look at the medium competition and mama life, Mother's Day, mama bear. I probably wouldn't use most of those hashtags, if that makes sense, because that's not really the language I use most of the time. But let's take a look at like mom life or mom struggle. Okay, so here it brings up some low competition hashtags. So I've got mummy boss, that one makes me laugh. Work from home mama, corporate mom, SAHM, lifestyle, mom life with those little hearts things, mom life blog, mom life yo, mom life must haves. And so the neat part is like once I use one set of hashtags, I can click on any one of them with there's this little magnifying glass and it brings you to the next set. And so you can keep copying and pasting a ton of different hashtags and then put them all into your notes. This is a game changer. Once you start using niche down hashtags, you will not want to go back. And in fact, this just reminded me, like I'm making this mistake on TikTok right now. I've gone to really big hashtags. Why? because everyone forgets. And it's good to have a podcast to teach things so that you remind yourself, oh yeah, that's why I did that. So the second mistake that people make when it comes to hashtags is that they use the same hashtags on every single post. But the truth is, you want to, as challenging as it is, use different hashtags for different topics. So for example, on flick.tech, I will go ahead and look up a set of hashtags, 30 max, for being a mom and bouncing and struggling with being a parent and running a business. And then I'll go to the next topic, which might be being a mom who works out. I work out every single day, except for weekends. Weekends don't count. So I go ahead and I'll do that search for moms who work out and go ahead and dive on into those hashtags there. Then I'm going to go to the next set and I'm going to try to think, okay, what are the types of content I want to create this week? And I search for all of the different hashtags for that content and go ahead and drop it all in my notes. So I've got them all researched. This is really awesome because you don't want to use all of the same hashtags on every piece of content. Each content piece has some nuances that are totally different. Some content pieces are going to be related to business or Instagram or parenting or drinking water, hydrating, taking care of your body, your mind, growth, etc. And so I'm a big fan of taking the time to do this research for each piece of content. Now, one of the other TikTok mistakes that people make is somewhere along the way, someone was spreading a rumor. Actually, a lot of people were spreading this rumor that it wasn't cool to use the maximum number of hashtags. And I'm just going to tell you guys, like, I'm 31. Sure, sometimes it might be nice to be cool, but I'm kind of over that at this point. I'm not necessarily like running for homecoming queen anymore. Does that make sense? Like, I'm way past high school. I'm not trying to be the coolest person. Does anyone else resonate with that? Like, I get that there's a ton of people who are really, really cool in their 30s and 40s, but that's not who I am. I'm not trying to be the coolest person. I'm not even trying to be cool. Like, I just want to be me. And so when it said, like, it looks desperate or it doesn't look cool to use all of the hashtags, there's this weird concept. I just, like, it blows my mind. So we're going to really not maximize our potential for being discovered and for reaching people that we want to meet and share our important messages with because we're trying to be cool. I mean, you know, I will just do this little tangent for a second. Like 2 weeks ago, I tried my hair in pigtails because I wanted to look cool for a second because I saw that my executive assistant did it, and she is the cutest human in the entire world. She is stunningly beautiful. Inside and out, one of the greatest people I have ever met. We've known each other for 12 years and we get paid to work together now. And by we, I mean, I pay her to work with me full time on payroll. But the crazy thing is I saw that she did these like pigtails and it was the cutest thing ever. And I was like, I'm going to try that. And as soon as I did, I realized, wow, this is what it looks like to try way too hard. This isn't me. And so it was through that experience of doing my hair in pigtails and realizing I looked so funny that I kind of was like, you know what? I'm just going to stop trying to be cool because it's just not me. Like, I'd rather be considered a lot of things. I'd rather be considered articulate or intelligent. I'd rather be considered well-read. I'd rather be considered nice. Hey, there's a concept, nice. There's so much more than that. And so the truth is, if someone is telling you to use less hashtags than the maximum on any platform, on Instagram or on TikTok, and by the way, those are really two of the only platforms with hashtags. I'm going to bring up one more in just a moment. But if someone's telling you not to use the maximum hashtags, they're really just telling you to try to look cool. Like, no. Try to reach the maximum number of people who need to hear your message because it's really, really freaking important. Ooh, I get a little heated about that. There's one more platform where hashtags do matter, and this one surprises people quite a bit. A lot of people don't know that yes, hashtags are a very applicable thing on YouTube. Yes, for real. This was mind-blowing for me. Not only are keywords or tags, depending on what you want to call them, a thing on YouTube, and you want to use the maximum allotment of 500 characters in the portion that says tags or keywords, but in your bios on your YouTube videos, you can add up to 15 searchable hashtags. And most people don't know this. Most people think it's 3 or 4 because only 3 or 4 show up underneath your video. So if I go into one of my videos right now, and I welcome you to do the same thing.
I'm Rachel Peterson. Whoa. I'm a social media
I'm going to click on one of my videos. First, let me mute this site because it's really loud. So I'm going to click on one of my videos that's doing well. Let's look at what's one that I know is like ranking pretty decently. Let's see, how to get verified on a Facebook profile in 2021. It's a fascinating topic. So there's 3 hashtags underneath this video that have all ranked or are indexed. That means if you click on them, your video is going to show up in the search feed for those hashtags. And so the 3 hashtags that show up, and they're blue. If you're following along, it says social media marketing, marketing and online entrepreneur. And people do use hashtags to search, which is really interesting on YouTube. And I didn't know that there was a whole culture. But just because only the first 3 show up as the 3 that are like categorized with that particular video, there's still a total of 15 that all will be searchable and clickable in every single video. So in all of my YouTube bios, I think I have 5 or 6 that we have pre-made. Every single one of those, we have 15 hashtags at the very end. And if you click on some of the terms, like for example, I'll try a couple and see which ones show up. They do take a while to rank for. If I search for hashtag social media marketing, my videos show up in the first 2 lines, which I think is pretty cool. If I search for the hashtag business strategies, one of my videos shows up in the first 2 lines of videos again. Same thing for hashtag Instagram marketing. I'm a little lower on this one, which is totally fine. Oh, I'm a lot lower. And that's probably because I don't talk about Instagram a lot. We're not going to talk about that one. hashtag YouTube marketing. The guys who are dominating on YouTube for YouTube marketing, they're going to crush all the SEO there. I'll be honest with you there. But there's a whole bunch of hashtags that I can rank for. And as you rank in one hashtag, you can continue to rank in more and more. It's the craziest thing. Now, some people are saying that hashtags in tweets look like you're trying too hard. Okay. And yeah, it should look like I'm trying too hard. You know why? Because I'm trying really hard. Not trying to be cool. I'm putting in serious effort. It's like when I see there's some people who work out and look really pretty when they work out. I'm so amazed by those people. And that's not me. When I work out, I look like I worked out. And the truth is, that makes me really proud. I want to look like I worked out. I want my face to be red and like, you know, sweat dripping down. I want to look the part after I finish a workout. If it looks like you're trying and putting in effort, awesome, cool. When someone says like they're trying way too hard, part of me is like, what is the alternate? Are you going to rip them apart for sitting on a couch? Are you going to rip them apart for like, yeah, I respect someone for trying. Does that make sense? It's so crazy. So while I'm not talking specifically about hashtags on Twitter with this episode, if you want to use hashtags on Twitter, use hashtags on Twitter. Same thing on LinkedIn. They're not really a thing on Facebook. Like they don't really make a difference. But on both LinkedIn especially, and Twitter, it does impact your reach. So if someone tells you that it's not cool to do it, part of me is like, yeah, well, I don't want to be cool. I want to be respected and found, and I want to be in front of the people who need to hear my messages. Kind of interesting. It's a perspective switch. Several other hashtag mistakes that I see people make. By the way, if you're enjoying this episode, be sure that you subscribe to my channel. And if you feel like it, feel free to share a review of this episode. If you're enjoying it, if you're liking what I say, feel free to leave a review of my podcast. I think that'd be awesome. So one thing that's really interesting is I will see people oftentimes both on Instagram and on TikTok using the wrong hashtags. Now, what do I mean by wrong? There's no real wrong way to do things. Just so you guys know, if you're trying something, awesome. Good for you. Keep going. Learn better. Just keep doing stuff. Like, push buttons. Make things happen. Like, it's the coolest thing. That being said, there are certain things that are not going to get great results. And so oftentimes when people are using totally different hashtags to what their content actually is, that's sometimes known as like a bait and switch. I personally just consider it like unrelated. When it comes to marketing, little tangent, I will try anything at least once as long as it's legal, moral. Yeah, that's about it. As long as it's legal and moral, as long as it doesn't take advantage of anyone, and as long as it's not illegal. And as, that means that I'm not going to do anything that breaks like the FTC or the SEC's laws. I study those regulations in depth. So those are my two guidelines. But beyond that, I'll try stuff. I'm not scared of trying clickbait. I'm not scared of trying bait and switch. Those things have a predictable outcome in that beyond the initial burst of views, a lot of people are going to be frustrated or never want to click on your content again. There are quite a few YouTube creators who put out videos where it'll like be very bait and switchy. It'll be like, oh my gosh, you'll never believe the news we just got. And they'll be holding like a pregnancy test. And then in the video, there's like a 20-minute video. In the very middle, they say, we're not actually pregnant. And it's just like the most interesting thing because I don't fault them for trying and doing stuff, and obviously it's working for a segment of their audience. That's just not my style. But that being said, feel free to try anything once. However, using bait and switch hashtags, generally speaking, isn't going to build in an audience that trusts you. So that's the big difference for me, is how do we build in trust with the hashtags that we're putting out there. I want my audience to know if I'm talking about something, I'm going to give you the gold. If I'm doing an episode on how I got, you know, 8,000 something, 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 I'm going to share with you how that happened. I'm not going to be like, oh, and by the way, I'm actually using this whole episode to talk about my paid program. So it's a difference. It's just building congruency and trust with your audience. There's one more set of hashtag mistakes that I want to share. And the interesting thing is for some people, this is like once again the 0.001, for some people, this strategy works, but for most of us, it's not going to work. And that is using no hashtags. Now I have to say, maybe this isn't even true. Maybe if I was so naturally cool that I could post something and it just instantly took off, maybe I wouldn't use hashtags. Maybe I still would. I don't know. That's not my life. So the interesting thing is for some people, using no hashtags is a flex. Once in a while, I will do it if the content in a video is really good and I already know it's going to perform. Most of the time, this strategy backfires. Will it work sometimes? Yes. Does it work for some people consistently? Absolutely. Is that most of us? No. Is that me? Absolutely not. So you have to keep in mind, does this work for most people? And if the answer is no, then don't do that. So feel free to test it once or twice. It happens to perform better on TikTok than it's going to perform on Instagram. And generally speaking, I like to use a caption like, no hashtags, this will reach who it's meant to reach. Doesn't always work. But don't be scared to try stuff. I'm going to go on one more little tangent because I'm still back on the whole like, why are we trying to be cool? I don't want to be cool. Okay, I won't go back on that tangent. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. By the way, if you want to learn a little bit more about what's working well for us on social media organically, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and we put together an awesome, juicy, packed guide that will support you. I think it's actually a bundle of goodies that will support you in your organic growth, which, of course, I'm super passionate about. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.
change.